Welcome back to the Daughters of the Moon podcast. We're grateful for you can join us for another week.
Absolutely delighted.
And we are super excited today that we have Charlotte Lomenda with us. She is the Silver Lining Medium. Her name is Charlotte, and the journey of enlightenment began at 34 after a near-death experience, followed by a stroke, and several years later, a Kundalini awakening. It is a story that has taken her on many twists and turns, but have all led to the divinity of the true self connection to a higher source. Everyone can have this experience. You do not need to have an earth-shattering life moment, although that is when the biggest shifts can happen. You can have control of your own destiny with the light within that we were all born with. The book of your own life can and will be amazing at the end of each chapter that has been written specifically for you. This journey is still ongoing for her. With each moment comes inner healing, clarity, and divine purpose. And so we're very excited for you to join us today. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm very, very looking forward to the conversation.
Yes, us as well. So can you tell us a little bit about your story and how you got on this journey and where you are at this current moment?
In hindsight, I look back and I see the pivotal moment was when I was 34. But when I go back to my childhood, which kind of does happen when you have those moments, awakenings, I've always had it when I was younger. And it was interesting that there's specific, moments that really stand out to me. And I tell my sitters that those are the moments that you are to remember, because those are the moments that you're going to flash forward or flash backwards to when you're going through your awakenings, whatever process that is for you. So with me, it was, I was hearing and seeing stuff and feeling stuff, more so sensing when I was really, really young, not so much the seeing, but sensing. I would hear things, but again, you're so young and you've been told by your parents that, So, I mean, I shut that down real quick. And some of it was a little scary. Some of it was a little scary. I was a little uncertain about it. So again, shut the door. So flash forward to 34, leaving a really bad, I was going through a really bad separation from my then husband. And I really had to, everything that was leading up until that point was, it was very clear. Anyway, so I left that marriage, or was going away for a weekend to contemplate. And the universe is like, well, we've given you signs before that this was going to happen, but you chose to stay. So I went away and I got that big wall. And that's like that big smack from the universe going, this is not your life. You need to leave it. You're not happy. And some changes need to be made. And again, we've tried to give you some signs, but you're just not cluing in.
Yeah.
So I got into the near-death accident. I was on my way to West Edmonton Mall, and my body rose above the accident, and I could see the vehicles down below, and I just felt this euphoric light, and it was surrounded by white and gold light. Just felt so light, and I felt so much love and just carefree. And I could see the vehicles, and I could see my body, which I did not know what that was, but I knew, without knowing how I knew, my body was in the ambulance going over the hill. And I just heard this man's voice saying, it's not your time yet, you need to go back. And I didn't clue in what that was. And so flash forward to the hospital, and I'm head to toe in bandages and not knowing what happened. But even when I woke up and I was leaving, going back home, even the feelings I had towards my husband at that time were like, let's just try to make this work. And it was all love. It was all that love that I felt in that moment when I was above. And my kids didn't have names. They were my love. They were babe. They were all of that. And it was just, I ended up trying to chase that light again, and that feeling. I would pull over to the side of the road and chase the sun with that immense feeling I was trying to encapsulate again. And so 4 months goes by and I'm still feeling all this love. But then again, I wasn't paying attention, and Things were okay with my husband, and after the accident, I thought maybe this is what it needed for us to figure it out. The universe is like, God, do we have to do this again? Okay, so let's try to do something that's really going to mess with our. And they gave me a stroke, so I had a stroke 4 months after, and the left side of my body was paralyzed, partially paralyzed. So, and I'm a very vain person. At back then, I was like, how am I going to do my hair? Gosh, because my hand wouldn't stay still. So after I, healed from that, and that was another week of just figuring out what the crap. A lot of energy started coming to me. A lot of like I just couldn't control where the energy was coming from. I'd be standing next to somebody and I'd pick up on their energy, but not knowingly pick up on their loved one's energy as well. And then I'm trying to figure out my own energy of where I'm sitting. So it was a lot. So flash forward to, probably about 7 or 8 years later, and just hearing voices, starting to see things, sensing things, really, really huge with the sensing things, picking up energies around me. And the Kundalini awakening, that was really interesting as well, because I was really intimidated by what I was hearing. So many different stories about the Kundalini and how it was, oh, that's pretty scary. And I thought, well, I don't want to touch that stuff. I'm still trying to figure out what's going on with me here. And so it was, I went to go and see a well-known psychic, and she said that I was very similar, or I was her, which is a psychic healer or a psychic medium. So that was some clarity then. And I started to do reads. But then again, with the Kundalini, that was huge. I actually had my body was convulsing. And I know that sounds intimidating and freaky, because that's what I had heard too. And I thought, well, I don't want to do that. But it turns out it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. It was quite blissful. And it just opens up all the energy centers. And yeah, like it's just incredible when I look back. And I tell people when they sit with me, everybody sits here and goes, I had this weird experience. And I go, whoa, 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 whoa. There's no such thing as weird here. We don't use that word. I mean, you can use it in a fun and loving way, but it's not weird. It's always divinely guided. You're always being divinely guided. It doesn't make sense, and it's not supposed to. Because the minute you start to sit here and go, well, that didn't make sense. Well, you're in your thinking brain. It's not about the thinking brain. It's about your feeling. Because that's the divine connection, is feeling. It's not thinking, it's feeling, it's sensing, it's emoting, it's all of that stuff. You can get the visuals with your thinking brain, but your body is the one, or your body navigates to having those human emotions. It elicits that excitement in you. That's the spirit. So it's about having all of those, the mind, the mind, the body, and the soul coming into alignment. And we're not supposed to understand it if you're not familiar with it. You're learning. We're all learning. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm still learning about that stuff.
Yeah, I think we're always learning, and I like you, and I don't know if you do, but for me, I definitely need that neon sign over the head about 10,000 times to make me pay attention, because they can send me signs and I'm like, what? What sign? I didn't get anything,
And
right?
it's like right there,
And
right there,
luckily enough, I
not
haven't had
before.
anything, too terrible, but yeah, I definitely need that in your face.
Sometimes you just aren't paying attention. That's why. And spirit's saying, hey, I'm trying to get you to pay attention. And I think if you really do pay attention, give yourself some downtime, you get that attention that's supposed to come. Because it's not like I haven't had times where I've said, okay, spirit, black and white, what is it here? But I mean, I think it gets less and less so much of that where, yeah, it is about your emotions. Now your emotions rotate in the day. And if you're running through the same kind of emotion all the time, then spirit's trying to say to you, but I've been telling you've been suffering with that emotion all this time. So when are you going to drop that emotion? Do you really need that on a day-to-day basis? And then when you realize that and think, I'm not doing it anymore, is what you say. And I have a tendency to do that now where I just go, nope, I'm done. I experienced that emotion. I'm not crazy about repeating it on a, even a, even later. I'm just not re I'm interested about that. Give me something else to think about. And that's when my
That's
mind goes somewhere else.
Well, and that's what I love about, like I said, I never, when I get into my thinking brain, I don't sit here and go, ah, because I have to validate and appreciate that. I mean, I need my thinking brain to emote, to know what an emotion is. That's
Yes.
part of the process of being down here. That's
Identify.
part of the celebration of recognizing that we're supposed to feel those emotions so we can learn how to better process them. Our soul and our, like all of it comes into alignment so we can better learn, better navigate throughout our journey, evolve, and then be able to pass it on to somebody else of how they did it. Like, I mean, that's just how that works. Once you heal that one emotion or those emotions, the part of your job or journey is to embrace what you just overcame, how it worked for you, and someone guaranteed will be coming down your path that needs your expertise. So I tell my sitters to look at it from that perspective. Look at it from you're gonna, the universe, the higher power, whatever label you want to call it, is putting you through this because they believe you have the strength to heal from that. And because of that recognition that we see in you, that you need to see in you, we're going to send somebody else down the path to help you heal them. So it kind of, if you look at it from a different perspective of, okay, I do want to do better for myself, but oh my gosh. I'm going to survive this and I want to be able to help my daughter. I want to be able to help my mom. I want to be able to help that stranger that's crying over there and I'm drawn to her. And we sit down randomly and have this conversation. And it might even be just a simple word, a simple glance, because you've healed. You have that strength, inside of you now. And you can have that energy, that opportunity to share that part that you just overcame and celebrate by passing it on to somebody else that needs your energy, where you might not have had that when you were going through it.
Right.
It's all about reciprocity, I do believe as well. You come first and foremost. I believe that, and that comes for moms and women and dads, single dads too. I can't eliminate them because what I'm finding is a lot more men are being put into my path. But what I will say, because I can only relate to as a mom, that we always, or as a woman and a mom, we always say that, I'm a mom first. Are you though? How about you look at it, I'm a woman first. I'm a woman first. I'm a me first. And if I don't put myself first and take care of who, navigating my emotions now that we're talking about emotions and stuff, how good am I? How good am I to my kids? What are they going to see? They're going to see, allow yourself to go through those emotions, and you shouldn't hide that from your kids. You need to show that to your kids. We're always told that we need to, or we've been shown by our parents to not emote, suck it up, buttercup, put on the lady balls, walk through the door, smile. Don't ever let anyone see the weakness in you. Well, it's not weakness. It's called growth. It's called cleansing. It's called processing. It's called empowerment. I love me. That's what it's called. So I always tell my sitters, the ladies that come forward, take care of yourself first. Tell your children, I need some downtime for a sec. I know you guys will be okay, or do what you got to do with the kids, but allow yourself me space. You're not going to grow. You're not going to get any better if you think that you're doing your kids a favor by losing your mind because you haven't taken care of what needs to be cared for within you. So yeah, so that's what I feel about that. And that's the self-empowerment, that's the self-awareness journey that I was going through when I had to leave my husband. It was a choice of do I, and I would seriously, I asked myself after both of these circumstances, the near death and the stroke, I did come to a point of even before then, just before then, I was like, do I want this lifestyle for my kids, for myself? It was truly, it was like, do I want to feel this way for myself? And then, yes, my kids come into play, of course, obviously, but first and foremost, do I want to feel like this? And I wasn't in a good space. Something had to change. So I have a lot of ladies that come to me that are, and again, it's the divine guidance that that you get at that just that exact moment. And I tell the ladies, you have to take care of your personal health, however that looks for you. However that looks for you, you cannot worry about being judged, what your family's going to think, what your kids are going to think. You cannot do that.
No.
It has to be what feels right for you. It sounds so redundant and so simple to say, but it's the stepping stone you need to get you to the next level of the ascension of your soul's growth. And if you don't do that, you are negating and you are pushing to the side what the divine is trying to open up within you. It's because it's in everybody. I'm no different than you or anybody else.
Right.
It's just the path that's been presented to me. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think society for so long, it's interesting because we have shifted so much. Because back in the day, that really was, right? A woman's job was basically to be a martyr and take care of her husband and her children and be damn herself.
Yeah.
And, that was kind of the message. And it was like, yeah, you don't go out the house and have emotions and things like that because you need to show up and be strong and, like you said, put your lady balls on and just like that's it. There has to be that focus. And I think we've shifted so much in consciousness and becoming more awake and becoming more that's who are we at the core in order to serve everybody else around us and show up more authentically and be able to care for those people. So, it's I think it's good that we're starting to wake up to that and that we're starting to see those things evolved and know that, if we have that self-care, all that's going to do is help us serve others better than we can.
And that, so this is what I believe. I do believe we've all been sent here, some more so than others. Everyone has their purpose and everyone has their place on the earth plane. And there are some that are more sensitive, more divinely guided, more aware. But what I believe to be true is, when you go through those moments of, so when we're talking about self-care and self-love, when you have those epiphanies, moments where let's say you're watching TV and there's one personality that really sits with you, and you sit here and you think, gosh, oh, I love her because of this or this or this or this. And you tune in specifically for that uplifting feeling that whoever that you're admiring is giving you, or maybe it's not even on TV, maybe it's somebody out and about, whatever. And you start to sit here and envision of, just how does she feel? I mean, oh, she must feel, or he, or whatever it is. And then you shut that off, or you step aside, or like you move past this person, and you sit here, and then you squash yourself and you go, well, can't be me. That's not me. That's kind of what I feel to be true with that is your higher self recognizing that part of who you are that you have kind of suppressed. And you've set aside that person who that your soul knows you are that person, or else you wouldn't resonate with that energy that you admire. It's a part of you. But the problem is you're choosing to not explore because you're afraid. Well, I couldn't do that. I mean, I couldn't walk across that stage and do that, or I couldn't wear that outfit. There's no way I could do that, wear that outfit. Why? Because you haven't even tried. You're scared shitless to even, pardon my French,
No, it's
but you're
fine.
scared to even try. So you suppress and you suppress, but you go back to that TV program, or you bump into that person again, and you're like, oh, So love to do that. Well, then just do it. The bottom line is your soul and your higher self believe in you. Your ego is the one that steps in there and goes, "That's not you, boo. That's not you. Is it you, though? I don't know. You're kind of scared. You've always been a scaredy cat. You're not going to do that."
Yeah.
Your soul's like, "No," because you can feel that you could do that. So it's that conversation inside of your head, the higher self versus the ego. And I tell ladies that, go, "Well, how do I tap into that?" You don't think about it. You don't think about it. You feel it. You act on when you're feeling it. You act on the feeling it. And it's usually when a song comes on and I do say that you'll get those insights. A lot of times when you're cleaning, when you're driving,
Yeah.
when you're even sometimes even when you're mind-numbingly, let's say you're watching TV, and sometimes you'll get just little snippets of things that come into your awareness. Or when you're driving and you're because you're so focused on the road, you should be focused on the road. That's when accidents happen. I can attest to that. So when you're in those moments of just that gentle numbness, that's when that those inspirations, those in spirit moments sneak in. And I tell my ladies or I tell my sitters, pull over safely somewhere. Have a journal. Write it out. How are you feeling in that moment? Whatever came through your mind. Write it out. That is power. That is the divine connection in that exact moment. And if you, the sooner you kind of respond to it, the easier it comes to recognizing that higher self conversation. It is a training process. It is time for self-awareness. It is getting better connected to that inner voice that we have. And just recognizing those moments of when you feel it. And if you want to have if you want to get if you want to get an answer or a question answered, go clean your house. Like
Go do something.
cleaning or something.
When you have the energy moving, that's when the clarity comes through, because you want that energy to move moving, because that's what makes it all happen. We're all full of energy, and when we shut that down, we don't get that clarity. And sometimes we don't realize how much we have shut down because of depression or tiredness or whatever the case may be. And I find that so much when I'm reading people that they've shut their heart down, and so then they've shut their movement. So they have no newness coming, because there's no, like we're talking about chi, right? We're talking about the chi, keeping that chi just kicking butt, right? And so when we get the chars in place instead, it's like, oh, yeah. So then we don't have that divine guidance. We're not following it, right?
No, and it's so just an example of I'd be curious to hear from you ladies. Have you ever had your name called in your inside voice or the reference to when you're having that inner dialogue, the you conversation, the we conversation? Have you had that when you hear that inner you have?
I have. Doesn't always call me by name, but it will be like, "Listen, girl," like it's like I'm talking to you right now, you like, and so, and then I'm like, "Oh, okay, I guess I'll pay attention to that," right? So I definitely have that. You?
Or this morning she heard somebody talking to her this morning, like, "Hello." She thought it was me entering the house. Somebody here was already talking to her before I even got here.
Yes, I had cleared my house this morning because I just felt like, right, I needed that shift in energy. So I took the singing bowl around, which I haven't done for a long time, cleared the energy. And then, I was vacuuming. So funny that you say housework, right? So I'm vacuuming and then I hear this hello and I'm like, oh, hi. And I turn off the vacuum and I go to the door and I'm like, I'm the only person here in the house. Oh, all right, then.
Well, you thought.
So I thought. And then she did come about 5 minutes later. And then her and I were standing in the kitchen and we heard this knock on the door. So I said, she said, "Oh, are you expecting someone?" I says, no, not really." So I go to the front door and you can kind of see the front and back door from there's nobody
No
standing
way.
there. So I'm like, "Okay then."
I said, she said, I'm glad you heard that too. Oh, yeah. I definitely
Now
heard.
that there's so this is me being completely honest with you. So I sit here and I sometimes think to myself, there's I find it so interesting that, well, that was weird. Sorry. We're never alone.
Never,
Right?
never.
I always find it interesting that. So, and I tell people, like, when you hear your, like, it sounds like it's your voice, or it sounds like, so this is what's interesting too, and I'm curious about the two of you. I'm asking, because is it possible that you had a conversation, telepathy, mental telepathy, with your mom before she got there, or
Oh,
was it another person's voice?
yeah,
That's what I'm
because it
curious.
was her voice that I heard when I heard the hello was her voice, like hello, and I'm
See.
like, yeah, okay. So I was like, okay, I guess she's coming soon because she's not here.
That's what I'm very like. I find that that's something that just I, again with. That's why I find it so. It can be so hard to. Oh gosh. Trying to acknowledge what it is that's exactly transpiring inside, because I know for myself from mediumship that I know that if I'm hearing a man's voice, well, it's not mine. And if I, you know,
Not from
if
this
I,
life.
pardon me,
Not from this life.
not from this life, no, you're right.
Yeah.
But I sit here and I can hear, like, usually when I'm out and about, it'd be, I will hear if there's a guy beside me, then I'll hear a man's voice. But now, what I find even more interesting is it was loved ones. It was their loved ones. And the reason why I can differentiate is because I would say to the loved one, I'm like, okay, well, show me. Because if it's a man beside me, then I'm trying to navigate, is that him or is this on the other side? And that's what people ask me. How can you tell? Good question. Because I'm starting to decipher that out too. Some like for the most, well, not for the most part, but sometimes. But it almost feels like now there's a different ascension, I feel like. And so spirit will show me specifics of the loved ones and events, or tell me past events. So that's where I can kind of differentiate between spirit from the loved one that's currently here, or an energy that either a conversation this man is having beside me in his inside voice, and I'm like, why the crap do I need to pick up that? Like, why? And I have had that where I'm like I can hear the conversation that they're having, and I'm like, I don't need to hear this. Like, I need to get out of here. So that's why I was finding it very curious that when you heard that, I was like, was it somebody else's voice, your higher self, or was that your mom's voice you heard
Yeah.
before she even entered the building? Because you have that close connection.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I find
Absolutely.
that quite lovely. And I feel like for you, that's almost another, and I don't know if you're sensing that as well. It's just another ascension
Yeah.
that the two of you are having. And it's great
Yeah.
because you both have that great connection. So it's that mental telepathy before, because I feel like that is something that is coming down the pipes. I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily, and see, I don't necessarily watch a lot of that stuff either, because I just kind of trust the divine and listen to what I'm getting.
Yeah.
So I don't kind of sit here and go, well, she's a well-known whatever, and you got to trust what she says. Well, I'll trust this guy,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
this energy, as opposed to, with no disrespect to anybody else, but I'll just have my own communication. I
Yeah.
find that lovely. I think that's
Yeah.
fascinating.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it is really neat. And it was kind of cool and a little bit freaky, just not gonna lie for a second, right? Because it did, but But we're so open that it was like, oh, okay, obviously there's a message coming in. When we came in to do our first interview, the sound bowl actually chimed a little bit. And so mom says, okay, did you want to come in while we're doing the podcast then, Spirit, and like be a part of it? Because clearly you're wanting yourselves to be known, right? So it's nice, but I guess I shifted something when I
You did.
cleared.
You did. I find too now when I'm doing a reading for someone and a spirit's coming through, that I find the energy has changed so much in the world that not always is that person that's coming through is someone that's got to be related to them. But it's because spirits are like freaking everywhere, right? And they know each other. They know about each other because I believe we're all the same kind of mind, right? So it's such a whirlwind of people coming in and how they're trying to express themselves to you. And when you're doing a reading and you're seeing and hearing this, it's like, okay, I don't know who the hell's here. I just know that they have a message, and it may not be anybody you know from. It could be, but it's somebody's showed up. They have a couple words to say, and you can take it or leave it. Do whatever you want with it, because they've taken the time for you to be here. But I can't tell you who it is.
See, no, I love you. I
Exactly.
love you. So this is what I'm saying. So I, for my own growth, and I have, it's so interesting that I was guided to specific teachers because I feel like those, I mean, everything's a lesson, right? It's perception. Everything is a lesson. That's just the way that you can choose to look at it. But anyway, but they would say certain things, and just energetically, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of new to this, but that doesn't feel right. That doesn't feel right. And they'd be teaching stuff, and that's exactly it. And my God bless my best friend. I'm going to do a little plug here. Well, I'll tell you about her afterwards. Anyway, she's a shaman.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So anyway, she had told me, because I was sitting here getting messages, exactly what she said. I was getting messages, but I couldn't understand like people couldn't take the information that was coming, or the mess, or yeah, the information, but they could resonate with the message. And I was like, well, I don't under like I like I'm not one of those ones that's sitting here, no, it's legit, it's legit. I'll see through.
Exactly.
I don't know. That's just what I'm getting. That's just what I gotta trust. But then my bestie was just like, it's coming to them for a reason. And what I tell my sitters too, that when they come to see me, what I now know to be true, because after all of these other ones were going, well, no, you have to tell that spirit to move aside and get somebody that they recognize. In my mind, I'm like, and
Why?
in how it feels to me, I'm like, well, I can't do that because it took a lot of energy for that spirit to try to
That's
get down
right.
here. So there's something going on here that this person in front of me needs to hear. And
Yeah.
I'm not going to push away spirit. That's not, no. Anyway, I wouldn't do that in the physical world. I'm not going to do that on the spirit side, right? So what I will say is, oh gosh, I went off on a tangent. Oh, but no, that's what it was. So when you're talking about energy, I tell people now that because you're sitting in front of me, if you have, there's a good chance that there is somebody in your circle that this information is coming forward for. So if it doesn't make sense to you, please just remember that it could be relative to somebody in your friendship circle that you need to pass the information on. And the only reason why I can validate that is because I have had that happen so many times in the past, and they have gotten back to me and they go, oh, well, I was talking to my friend like weeks or a couple of days after, or even weeks down the road, and that whatever you were telling me from my reading, it totally resonated with her because she was sharing her story or whatever. And I went, okay. So that's when I stopped sitting here necessarily listening to, other people's perception of getting that message or that information, and them saying, well, no, just tell the spirit to go to the side and get somebody that the person recognized. I do understand that, when the person comes forward, I will sit here and gently tell spirit to go, okay, so say what you got to say. You're here for a reason. but I'm going to ask you to go to the side and then bring somebody forward that the sitter does recognize. So I don't necessarily discount, I don't discount what this person has come forward and spent that energy trying to come down to my level, to our level, and express. But then I will gently say, okay, I need to focus on this right now. So, I mean, at work, it's, I haven't had any complaints now that I word it that way. And people do understand. So I'm like, just being honest. And again, the authentic self. And I do say to people, energy is energy. It might be something psychic that's coming through. And I do have validation for that. There's been years, meeting up with people and they're like, I remember when I saw you back in 1934 with horse and buggy days. And it turns out that it came true like 3 years later. And I was like, oh, well,
Nice, nice.
So it's not, spirit doesn't sit here and go, okay, well, it's going to happen. Yeah, probably about 2 days, exactly 2 days to the time. Doesn't work that way. Does
No,
not work that way.
no,
But I
no.
just tell people that it is stuff that I can't prove, but I have got validation that this is what's coming forward. So just so you know, make a little mental note of it.
What I do in a circumstance like that, I find more so now, is I say, oh, maybe that message was for me then.
That's true too.
Because, maybe there was something else they needed me to know. Or if I say maybe the message for me, I say to them, what could be for both of us?
I
Because
truly believe that. Yep.
it could be, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, how are we supposed to identify with every spirit? Are we really supposed to put a face to every spirit? Because do they really want us to do that? Because some of them move so quickly, we don't see their face. We don't even hear what they're
Well,
saying, right?
yeah, like, and this is what I find so fascinating, because like I said, energy shifts just like we do. We like I like you know that's just the that that's part of me.
They go zoom, zoom.
Oh yeah. So I
crazy
do, yeah,
travel.
I do believe, absolutely, I do believe 100% that when you're talking about, and I have had it, because I'll be doing the reading. And I'll be giving them the information that I do feel is relevant for them, but then I'll sit here inside physically and I'll be like, oh damn, that was for me too. Yes. Because you recognize it.
What
Yeah, you recognize it right away. But I do believe that spirit is so intelligent. So intelligent. And again, with spirits like, well, all right, here's how it's gonna go. We're gonna send somebody to book a reading with you. It's going to be relevant for you, but it is going to be relevant for her too. But because you're not listening and you need that physical person in front of you to validate what we're trying to tell you, the message is for both of you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, and I
Like I
think
said, spirit's not stupid. Pardon me?
exactly. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I think too, when we're channeling in these messages from spirit, we're asking for their guides, our guides to help us. So we're opening that up for all these spirits to come in, and all these ethereal beings and galactical beings and all kinds of beings out there to bring us down the messages and download them. So I think that, yeah, if somebody, obviously when you're doing mediumship, obviously you want to bring in someone that they can recognize. But I think too, sometimes also you bring in these other beings that have relevant messages, maybe their higher self, maybe their, higher guide or yours. And I think that's where sometimes we can't always distinguish those people.
That's right. And I think,
Oh, sorry, go on.
I think too that sometimes when people come in and they're a hard read, they don't want you to know anything. They don't want you to see anything, but they want you. That's why they're there, And I think in some of those reads too, that's when spirit does come down and go, hey, let's have a conversation. Let's do our thing. And hopefully they still walk away with some kind of insight of the information that's come across to them. Because some of those still need a lesson in life too, and maybe that's not our lesson to be proven to them,
Yeah.
right? And so, and I try to take it that way. I try to take it, well, you'll get what you need from this because I've asked for that.
Well, and I find it really interesting as well that I do feel like, yeah, there everything is a lesson. And as far when it comes to when you're talking about getting conversations or messages or channeling from different energies, I do share that with my sitters as well. Again, so a typical sitting would be is I do introduce myself as a silver lining healer and medium, and I will validate information for their loved ones. However, I will say to them, spirit will give you what you need, not what you want all the time. Spirit is not going to sit here and get you a red Corvette. Spirit wants you to get a job. Take the courses to get, or they're going to guide you to take the courses to get that ideal job that the higher self knows that you can achieve within yourself. It's going to take some work, a lot of work, and there's going to be some healing involved. And yeah, when you graduate that class and you get that job and you've got that self-awareness and that empowerment and that happiness of achieving this goal that higher self already knew that you had, you go out there and you buy two red Corvettes because spirit knows that you can get not just one, but two if you really apply and do the work. So I tell people, like, you're going to get what you need. And for the most part, it is going to be stuff that will lead them potentially to the outcome they're looking for. But
Right.
it does not happen overnight. It is a work in process. If you're wanting to get lottery numbers, that's not going to happen. And if somebody out there tells you that they can do that, don't waste your money. Like, don't even.
None about that. Well,
It's not about that.
honestly, if they could get the numbers for you, they would already have them for themselves. So they'll be
Absolutely.
really, really rich,
Right.
right?
Right.
There is that discernment when you are looking for a reader or somebody to help you on your journey to heal, is, to have that discernment to say, really, like they'd be doing it for themselves if that was so.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So when it, I find it lovely that you talk about those voices and such. So, like, not necessarily, and that's why I was asking you, is it your voice or is it somebody else's voice? Okay, so for mediumship, let's just say, somebody's coming to see me, and it is there is the grandfather or the brother or the uncle or whatever it is that or whoever is coming forward. There is those validations, but also I do believe that your higher self, and I do tell people, I will connect with your higher self. I will connect with your guides. I will connect with your spirit guides, or the, like I said, the like to give you the information that you need to get you on the level and or to get you on the path that you need to be on. Yes, grandma's going to be there always. It sounds cliche, but it's true. I mean, they're helping you with those doors. They will give you signs. They will lovingly give you signs. What I tell people is it's not necessarily, and this is no disrespect to anyone, and I hope it, I don't, that's not the intention, but it'll be something very personable to the sitter in front of you or like the loved one. So let's just say for my example, for my brother, when my brother passed away, when his sign for me to know that it was him was a specific song that was played at his service.
Yeah.
Only I
Same.
know that, or
Yeah.
family members might know that, but not even. It would be more so specifically for me, because it's that feeling that I get when I hear it, or that's that object that I see, that it's like a purple unicorn with three rings on it that totally takes me back to when we were kids. That's the object that is my sign from my brother, not necessarily a feather, not necessarily a dime. I
Right.
believe that those might be guides. I believe that that might be the universe, your higher self, the, maybe it's your guide sitting here going that, as you were thinking that thought, there's the dime. And it's just that perfect moment where it's like, oh, okay, I'm on the right path. That was the right timing to be thinking that thought, to be feeling that feeling, and then you see a dime. So, it's not that a dime doesn't remind you of grandma. She is an angel. She's always with you. You don't necessarily need to see something because you feel her, you sense her. And it's those that I tell people, that's your connection to the loved one. I can give you information to validate that that's who that is. And it is going to be specific. It would be a specific necklace or an engraving or something to that effect. But when you're out and about on a regular day, and you come across, like, you see that specific thing, or I hear that song of my brother's on the radio, that is divine timing. He needed to be there because I was feeling poopy and I was having a crappy day, and he stepped in. That was him and
Absolutely.
me in that moment. So that's where I kind of tell people to differentiate between your spirit guides, your higher self, and then a loved one. Those signs, they are different. They are
Absolutely.
different. They energetically, they do feel different. Yeah.
No, they are definitely different. No, and if we appreciate you telling people that, because I think that's important information for people to know. And I know for myself, like when my higher self is talking to me, yes, it's kind of like my voice, but a little more stern because I need that. And when it's, my grandfather coming in, it's a song that I remember that he always played when he was cooking breakfast. Or when my uncle comes, same thing, a song that was played at his service. And then I know that it's them stepping in to say, "Hi, this is, I'm here for you right now."
You
So,
need that guidance right this
yeah,
moment.
exactly. So, if you had one final thought for our listeners, what would it be?
Well, it depends on, okay, so I do want to say that if people are going through, because we started with the awakening process, and then we kind of, I feel like that's a lot of what's coming forward. What I would tell people is when they're out in a, or when they're starting to feel a little bit of uncomfortableness, or they're in a funk, or they're just in a, just a heavy state, and they're just wanting something different and a different, I don't know, something to make them feel, for lack of a better term, awaken, like waken the soul up. Really try to pay attention to, where is, like, what is making you feel that way? Like, what in your life right now is going on that is making you feel uncomfortable? Is it a relationship? Is it a job that you're not happy with, but you really feel like you could do this, whatever this is. You could create this and it would make you so happy, but I wouldn't be getting the money that I'm getting now, boy. Boy, oh boy, it would sure fill my soul. Well, weigh the pros and cons with that. Like, you want joy. You want to sell everything because it's just not filling you up anymore, and focus on what you want to feel. Maybe you have to live your life a little differently. Maybe you have to get rid of the Rolls Royce, but you got to, but meanwhile, you've got a really good car and it's running, gets you from point A to point B, but you're doing something that you love. So that's the work pro that's the like the kind of the epiphany moment of I need something to shift with my work. But I will tell you this, that if you switch, what if there's one area of feeling funk in your world, it's transpiring through every aspect of your world. So it's not just your work, it's going to be your relationship that's going to suffer with your partner, with your family, with your kids. It's going to play out with everything. So the minute you decide that you're going to honor this awakening that you're feeling, that literally fills your soul just by the thought of it, and you start going through that process, stepping through the fear and just saying, fluff it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to try it. I'm going to, if I fall on my face, I'm going to get up. I'm going to brush off. I'm going to try it a different way. But I cannot go through my life feeling this way anymore. It's not serving my highest good. And if you can acknowledge just making, and if you can just acknowledge to focus on the feeling, not thinking about how you're going to get there, feel how it's going to feel when you get there. And don't focus on anything or putting a picture of what it's supposed to look like. That's not your concern. That's none of your business. It's the feeling that you have to focus on,
That's right.
and the journey and the process. The pickup, wipe off, brush off, continue forward. Different tangent, go down a different road, but don't stop until you fulfill that feeling that has been inside of you and that is releasing or coming forward to you. It is meant to awaken your soul up. So just try to look at it from that perspective. Don't think about it.
I love that. That's
Nice message.
beautiful. Yeah, that is a
Good
beautiful
message.
soul. Or soul. Sorry.
It's okay. My
No,
mind
it's
being
all right.
my mind just
Trust
goes
me when
all
you
over
say yeah,
the
no. I get it. I get it.
Yes. So can you tell everybody where they can find you?
They can visit me on Facebook. at Charlotte Lamenda at gmail, or sorry, Charlotte Lamenda at Facebook. And I was doing the Silver Lining Healer, which I also have on Facebook. So Silver Lining Healer and Charlotte Lamenda. But I was having a problem with differentiating. So it's just, I finally just said, you know what, just reach out to me on Charlotte Lamenda. And I share a lot of my stuff on there.
Okay.
They can also visit my website at thesilverlininghealer.com. I am on Insta under Charlotte Lamenda and Silver Lining Healer. Because again, you know, like when you're talking about the, like, you know, it's all energy. This is who I am. And trying to separate between the two of them is really hard.
I completely understand that, because my part of our business is to do a lot of the social media. And so I flip between Daughters of the Moon and me, Kim Hunter. And then, yeah, sometimes you respond to somebody and you're like, crap, that was the wrong person I was watching. And then I have my own personal TikTok account where I also post stuff about our podcast. And I was like, I should start a business one. I'm like, no, I'm just going to put it on my personal one.
Because it's getting crazy too much.
The rest will go to the right. Because you're right, it is hard to flip back and forth. And
and let's be honest, it's who we are anyway.
Yes.
100%. They're all just labels. They're all just labels. Silver Lining Healer, it's a label. Charlotte Lamenda, it's a healer. It's the energy that people are going to gravitate to anyway.
Exactly.
I put words on there to confuse people. So
it's our intention we're putting out there is for the people to be there. So, and it's good intention. So, hey,
absolutely.
Take us as we are.
Exactly. Either way, I will put all of those in the show notes for everybody.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for sharing space with us. It was wonderful chatting with
you.
Yes,
you're full of information, girl. Good stuff.
Yes.
No, that was wonderful. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I loved it.
Yes, wonderful. Well, hopefully you'll come back and join us another time and we can continue the conversation on.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Okay. Well, thank you. And everybody else, tune into the next one.
You bet.